咁就主就再一次有機會嚟到大家嘅當中。
Thanks be to the Lord that He brings me back here to be a miss brothers and sisters.
首先我哋嚟到讀幾處嘅聖經啊。
Let's turn to several passages from the Bible first.
我哋先嚟到翻開撒母耳記上嘅第四章。
First, let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 4.
我哋從第十節一路讀完呢一章嘅聖經。
We'll start from verse 10 and then we'll read to the end of this particular chapter.
因為今日會有多點嘅聖經嚟到去讀，所以呢我哋讀聖經嘅時候呢我哋就唔翻譯啦。
So, because there is a lengthier passages that we'll be reading today, so we will not be translating them, but we'll just read them once through.
咁首先我用中文嚟到讀呢個第四章嘅第十節至到第二十二節。
So I would then use Chinese to read through beginning of verse 10 of chapter 4.
非利士人和以色列人打仗，以色列人败了，各向各家奔逃，被杀的人甚多，以色列的步兵俘倒了三万，神的约柜被掳去，以利的两个儿子何弗尼、非尼哈也都被杀了。当日有一个便雅悯人从镇上逃跑，衣服撕裂，头蒙灰尘，来到示罗。到了的时候，以利正在道旁坐在自己的位上观望，为神的约柜心里担忧。那人进城报信，合城的人就都呼喊起来。以利听见呼喊的声音，就问说：这喧嚷是什么缘故呢？那人急忙来报信给以利，那时以利98岁了，眼目发直，不能看见。那人对以利说：我是从镇上来的，今日我从镇上逃回。以利说：我儿，事情怎样？报信的回答说：以色列人在非利士人面前逃跑，民中被杀的甚多，你的两个儿子何弗尼、非尼哈也都死了，并且神的约柜被掳去。他一提神的约柜，以利就从他的位上往后跌倒，在门旁折断颈项而死，因为他年纪老迈，身体沉重。以利作以色列的士师40年。以利的义父非尼哈的妻怀孕将到产期，他听见神的约柜被掳去，公公和丈夫都死了，就猛然疼痛，屈身生产。将要死的时候，旁边站着的妇人们对他说：不要怕，你生了男孩子了。他却不回答，也不放在心上。他给孩子起名叫以加伯，说：荣耀离开以色列了。这是因神的约柜被掳去，又因他公公和丈夫都死了。他又说：荣耀离开以色列，因为神的约柜被掳去了。然后我们就看第五章的第一节至第四节，请弟兄用英文来读出来。
Then let's turn to chapter 5, verses 1 through 4, and we'll be reading that in English once through. Begin reading. Now the Philistines took the Ark of God and brought it from Ebenezer to Ashdod. Then the Philistines took the Ark of God and brought it to the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. When the Ashdodites arose early in the next morning, behold, Dagon had fallen on his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord. So they took Dagon and set him in his place again. But then when they arose early the next morning, behold, Dagon had fallen on his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord. And the head of Dagon and both the palms of his hands were cut off on the threshold. Only the trunk of Dagon was left to him.
然后我们跳到第十节至到第十二节，请听我读。
Then we're going to jump to verses
10
through 12.
他们就把神的约柜送到以格伦，神的约柜到了，以格伦人就喊嚷起来说：他们将以色列神的约柜运到我们这里，要害我们和我们的众民。于是打发人去请非利士的众首领来说：愿你们将以色列神的约柜送回原处，免得害了我们和我们的众民。原来神的手重重攻击那城，城中的人有因惊慌而死的，未曾死的人都生了痔疮，合成呼号，声音上达于天。最后我们读第六章的第十节
And then let's jump to chapter 6. We'll be reading in English from verses 10 to 12. Then the men did so and took two milch cows and hitched them to the cart and shut up their calves at home. And they put the ark of the Lord on the cart and the box with the golden mice and the likeness of their tumors. And the cows took the straight way in the direction of Beth Shemesh. They went along the highway, lowing as they went, and did not turn aside to the right or to the left. And the Lord of the Philistines followed them to the border of Beth Shemesh. Let's come once again together in prayer.
主，我们同来到你的跟前，我们来到去瞻仰主你的荣美。
Once again, we come to your feet to behold your beauty.
主，今天的早上，让我们在这一处，我们一同。
Today, when we come together, we are able to see our Lord Jesus. We do ask that you bless us with the enlightenment from your own light. To enlighten us as to the how the status is within our heart. For us to have a better understanding of your heart towards us. And that you will help us to be able to walk in a way that is aligned with your heart. Once again, we come before your presence. We ask that you will speak with us. Together we look to you, our Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 今天早上我们一同来到去思想在麦饼的时候一同思想到主的爱。This
morning when we were at bread breaking, our thoughts were focused on the love of our Lord.
刚才弟兄来到带我们唱诗歌的时候都让我们想到神的爱。And
even in our hymn singing, the focus is also on the love of God.
也都让我们来到仿佛看到将来的圣城。
And that we would be able to perceive the eternal city. And when our sights are set on that, then our hearts are captured and our focus is squarely on that. We have a yearning within our hearts that we would arise and be able to serve Him before His presence. But the matter of serving God is not reserved for the future. When we become a new creation, we should have the willingness of heart to serve Him then and there. I wonder if brothers and sisters though have this type of experience. That whenever we think about serving God, we think of how little we are. We're not like Moses who was raised in the palace. And he learned all the knowledge that was available to him in the Egyptian culture. We are unlike Elijah, who was trained in this world. Or lives in a turmoil, in a world of turmoil. That somehow he was able to serve God through prayer. If Elijah does not say so, then God will prevent it from raining. And when he does state so, then the heavens will open up and rain. And even in his prayer, we see that he's able to call from the heavens flames to come from above. But who are we in comparison? We are so far away from those individuals who were servants of God, who are noted and renowned for their service to God.
Uh,
A lot of times we think that we suffer quite a bit in this world.
我们是何等的卑贱?
And so we are cursed.
我们是何等的低下,
we're very lowly.
我们如果在这个世界上我们有人来同情我们的话, 对我们来说已经很足够。
If someone would sympathize with us here on earth, then we already feel like, wow, that's really good already.
怎么我们要想到一个这么大的志愿可以被神来使用?
Would it even occur to us that we would strive for such a mighty level of being to serve God?
但今天我就跟大家来分享一个人物。
But I want to share with brothers and sisters today one specific character from the Bible.
这个人物叫以加博。
This man's name was Ichabod.
我相信在这个世界上很难有一个人比这个人的出生更加可怜。
I'm fairly certain that there has been no other human that was born who was born in such a sad manner, and the circumstances were so sad as Ichabod.
他出生的那一天,
on the day of his birth,
他的爸爸这个腓尼哈就战死沙场。
His father, named Phinehas, was killed in the battlefield.
当然他，我相信是他的大伯，同样都是死在战场上。
And his uncle was similarly had the same fate where he died in the battlefield.
当这个这么坏的消息传到回去他们那个家的时候。
And when this horrible news, tragic news, came back to the family,
他的祖父以利就因为这样的缘故就暴毙亦都死亡。
His grandfather Eli fell to his death.
在这个时候他妈妈就来到要生产，就来到将他们生出。
And it was at that particular moment in time that his mother went into labor and follow suit to give birth to him.
当他妈妈生了他之后，妈妈一样，同样来到过去了。
But after the birth, the mother also died.
请问有哪一个人的出生，一出生的时候，父亲死亡，祖父死亡，大伯死亡，连母亲都死亡。
So who else in all of history would have experienced this type of situation on the day of their birth, that not only their father, but their uncle and their grandfather and their mother would die on the same day.
他的家庭是一个大祭司的家庭。
Now, he comes from a line of priests.
或者他不是大富大贵。
Perhaps he is not the one bear the have to be very wealthy.
但是相信因为他的家 是大祭司的时候，他一定生活无忧。
But because their family was one who were priests and in fact high priests, so therefore they did not have a lack in their day-to-day living.
作为大祭司的家庭一定受到好多人的尊重，所以他是生在一个很尊贵的家庭里边。
And they also had the respect of the people that were around them, and so certainly their family was well respected.
因为在那个时代，整个以色列人当中，只能够有一个大祭司。
Because in all of Israel, there was only one high priest.
那个就是他的祖父。
And that would have been Eli, Ichabod's grandfather.
而且他的祖父能够成为大祭司，我们发觉是尊贵中的尊贵。
We realize that the circumstances that permitted Eli to be the high priest was something that was honor upon honor.
因为在他们出埃及的时候，神曾经应许过亚伦的一个后代，他的名字同样叫做腓尼哈。Because
at the time when the Israelites exited from Egypt, Aaron, who had a descendant whose name was also Phinehas,
因为他来到好像神一样有个忌邪的心，以致神曾经应许过他。
Because he had a jealous heart, so therefore he was gave a promise to him.
他的后代会是永远来承担这个大祭司的职任。
That his descendants will continue to sit on the seat of high priest.
但我们知道这个腓尼哈 是亚伦啊剩翻落两个儿子嘅啊其中一个以利亚撒嘅啊嘅儿子嚟嘅。
And we realize that Phinehas was the surviving member of his siblings.
亚伦有两个儿子。
Aaron has two sons.
一个以利亚撒，一个以他玛。
One is Itama and
以利亚撒
and Eliezer.
而呢个嘅腓尼哈吓就系以利亚撒嘅儿子。
And Phinehas is the son of Eliezer.
咁啊，神曾经嚟到应许过呢一个腓尼哈嘅后代就永远嚟到作呢个嘅大祭司。
Because God had promised that the seat of the high priest would forever be held by the lineage of Aaron.
但系唔知为咗咩原因，我哋发觉到咗以利呢个时代。
But whatever reason, when it came to the generation of Eli,
神将这个职任暂时从这个腓尼哈的后代那树来到拿走了。
God, on a temporary basis, removed the position, the office of high priest from the line of Phinehas.
然后就交了给以利。
And instead, turned it over to Eli.
以利我们知道他是亚伦另外一个儿子以他玛的后代。
And we realize that Eli is actually the descendants of Aaron through another line.
所以我们发觉以利能够作大祭司简直就是尊贵中的尊贵。
So the fact that Eli can ascend to the position of high priest is actually an honor that was given to him.
因此当以加伯能够生在这个家庭的时候应该是一个很尊贵的身份。
So for Ichabod to be born into this family, it should be a very honorable thing.
但他一出生的时候就成了无父无母而且也都没有祖父的孤儿。
But on the very day of his birth, he was an orphan, deprived of his mother, father, and his grandfather.
而且他母亲是在极度痛苦悲伤之下来到生这个孩子。
And it says here that her mother gave birth in pain and sorrow.
我们知道在圣经里面有两个妇人都是生了孩子就难产之后就跟着死亡。
And we know of two women that's recorded in the Bible that died in childbirth.
这个是圣经给我看到悲剧。
And the Bible tells us that this is a tragedy.
一个是拉结。
One is Rachel.
当雅各来到回到迦南地的时候他们一路要来到向前行。
When Jacob returned to Canaan, they were to proceed forward.
在这个以法他的路上面拉结就要来到生产。
But along the way, Rachel went into labor.
当他生产了这个儿子之后他差不多要来到要死亡。
And Rachel, after the birth,was at a death's door.
他就为他的儿子来起一个名这个名叫做便俄尼。
And when, because of that, Rachel named his son, Benoni.
这个名字的意思就是这个儿子是我的痛苦是我的悲哀、是我的悲哀是我的痛苦来的。
The meaning of this name meant that this child was my pain, was my suffering.
是 son of my sorrow, son of my pain, 是我的这个儿子是我的悲伤是我的痛苦的。
That this son is the son of my sorrow, the son of my suffering.
但是虽然她的丈夫很爱她。
And even though her husband loved her greatly.
这一句是她的遗言。
But nevertheless, this is her legacy.
但个丈夫并没有来到去顺从他的意思让这个名字要留下。
Nevertheless, her husband did not honor that wish from Rachel.
因此雅各将这个最小的儿子改名叫做便雅悯。
So instead, he was renamed by Jacob to be Benjamin.
他拉结、就是这样来到被记载他死亡的一刻。
But Rachel was remembered in this particular way in the Bible, when she died after childbirth.
一个类似的悲剧。
So this is a very, tragic.
一个类似的另外一个悲剧。
But there's another tragedy as well. similar tragedy.
这个就讲到以利的媳妇。
And so this talks about Eli's daughter-in-law.
以利的媳妇我们不知道她的名字。
We actually don't know the name of the daughter-in-law.
当她死的时候,她的心同样是极其的痛苦。
But at the time of her death, she also suffered the same amount of sorrow, the same amount of suffering.
有時候我們會覺得她當然會覺得痛苦，因為她的丈夫、她的大伯和她的公公同一天就死了。We
think, well, it's natural for her to feel the suffering or the sorrow because on that day, her husband, her brother-in-law, and her father-in-law all died.
一天裏面,一個家庭三個成年人同日死去,實在一個很大的悲哀。
That on one singular day, on one fell swoop, that there are three adult males who were taken from this family. So of course it's natural for sorrow to come.
但是,聖經給我們看到,她的悲哀不單是這樣。
But the Bible actually reveals more about her sorrow than just that.
極度艱難之間,婦人們告訴她,她要生一個兒子。
At the moment in time when she was near at her the top of her pain threshold, she was told by the midwife that she was going to bear a son.
這些人想著去安慰她,不要怕,你生了男孩子了。
So they thought that it would be comforting words for her to say, don't be afraid, you're about to give birth to a son.
按人的常理,就是在一個這麼悲慘的環境下生了一個兒子,心裡面應該不多不少,應該得到一點安慰。
So from a human perspective, under such great sorrow and tragedy in that type of environment, to be able to give birth to a son, at least is a glimmer of a ray of sunshine into that gloomy tragedy.
但是很特別,
but quite amazing.
聖經說,她卻不回答,也不放在心上。
The Bible specifically described her situation, her heart, to say she did not answer or pay any attention.
有哪個母親生了孩子,不來到真是心房的孩子身上面?
Which mother would give birth to a child and then never pay attention, focus her attention on that child?
但這裡有一個婦人。
But here is a woman.
她心裡面極度的悲哀,悲哀到一個地步,連孩子出生,她都不放在心上面。
That she was so stricken with grief that she didn't even pay attention to the child that she just bore, a son that she just bore.
她為什麼有這麼大的痛苦?
Why was her grief so great?
她這麼大的痛苦就是從她為這個兒子起名的上面,我們就知道她為什麼事來的痛苦。
And from the name that was that she had chosen for her child, we then understand the reason why her grief was so great. So the name that was given to this child that was born was Ichabod. Meaning the glory has departed from Israel. The glory has departed from Israel because the Ark of the Covenant was Ark of God was taken from Israel. So in her heart, she had a greater depth of grief. A grief that surpasses even the grief that would come by having three members of her immediate family die. Because what she saw was that the Ark of God was now taken captive by the enemy. And that the glory of God has left Israel. So under that particular circumstance,
在整个以色列的民族,没有一个人来为神来悲哀。
None of the people of God would have anything but grief. Except for this woman, there was no other within all the tribes of Israel that grieved for God as much as she.
聖經就只記載這個無名的婦人。
So the Bible does record this individual who was nameless.
佢为神嚟到悲哀。
Who was grieving for God?
佢为神嘅见证嚟到悲哀。
She was grieving for the testimony of God.
佢悲哀到地步，竟然连自己生孩子都唔放喺心上边。
She was grieving to a point where it never entered her mind the well-being of her son that was the newborn.
同拉结嚟到相比，佢虽然冇名字记喺圣经上边。
So even though this woman went nameless in comparison to Rachel,
却因为佢嚟到与神嚟到表同情。
But because she sympathized with God,
佢体会神嘅痛苦。
She saw the hurt that was in God's heart.
圣经就留下佢为佢儿子所起嘅名。
So that's why the Bible remembered the name that was given to her child.
我哋知道名字好重要吓。
We understand that names are very important.
名字就让人哋可以认识我哋。
Names permit for others to come to know us.
因此我哋父母总系嚟到费尽心思为儿女嚟到起名。
So that's why parents spend a great deal of time and effort to try to find the right name for their children.
我记得好多年前啦，有讲紧吓，当我知道有第一个嘅孩子准备出生嘅时候
，I remember close to the birth of my first son. That was quite a long time. My first child. That was quite a long time ago now.
我哋两夫妇就好努力嘅嚟到谂下起咩名字好咧。
And so my wife and I, we put in our heads together, try to find a right name for our child.
当然起名字呢个责任咧，我就要负多啲吓。
Of course, I would bear a greater responsibility in making the final determination for the name.
因为妈妈就已经怀孕十个月已经够辛苦了。
Because, you know, the mom has already carried this child for 10 months and she has suffered enough.
所以呢起名字呢那个重任就大部分在我身上面。
So the burden of selecting the name actually fell upon me.
有十个月时间给你想名字已经想到了，是不是？
You should be able to come up with a name in 10 months, right?
你发觉原来很难的。
But you come to discover, this is a very difficult task.
越是接近生产的时候，就心会越急的。
As you draw closer to the date of the expected birth, you become more and more anxious.
因为你不想的名字，他将来大个被人取笑。
Because you don't want to name your child, or to give your child a name that will be easily, made fun of by others as they grow.
同样你希望的名字有什么意思，特别你要将你的心愿来放在这个儿女的身上。
And you want the name to have some meaning that reflects what is in your heart when it comes to this child.
所以我们起名字呢，实在呢，是一件很不容易的事。
So, to name a child, that actually is a very difficult task.
但这个圣经里面没名字的母亲。
But here we have a nameless mother.
当她来到在她人生付出的最后一口气之前。
And at the moment of time where she breathed her last breath,
她就为这个孩子来起一个名。
She named her child.
这个名字叫做以加伯。
And his name was Ichabod.
这个以加伯这个名其实是一个不是很好的名字。
But in actuality, Ichabod is not a very good name.
这个名字意思是什么？没有荣耀。
What is the meaning of Ichabod? What is the meaning of Ichabod? It means no glory.
因为他要表明神来到没荣耀，是因为神的约柜落在这个拜假神的仇敌的手里面。
It is to reflect the fact that the glory of God was no longer present because the ark of God has been taken by an enemy who did not honor God.
不单只是神的荣耀来离去，简直是因为约柜被掳去的时候，人将羞辱带给神，所以神没荣耀。
And not only has the glory of God departed from Israel because the ark of God was taken, but also the circumstances permitted for people to recognize that the people did not have honor for God, and so the honor of God was also departed because of that reason.
一方面，神以色列没荣耀，是因为神的荣耀离开了他们。
On the one hand, because again, the glory of God really was taken away from Israel.
另外一方面是人没将荣耀带给神，却是将羞辱来到带给神。
And on the other hand, man did not bring glory to God's name. And in fact, man brought shame to God's name.
因此以加伯这个名字就使这个人一生都背负着羞辱的记录。
And so Ichabod, that name automatically brings this upon this person to shoulder a lifetime of shame.
当然以加伯是一个用音来译那个名字、那个字。
So Ichabod, is just the name, phonetically, is the name of this child.
所以如果我们用它的意义或者用中文来读出来的时候，这个名字不是叫做以加伯的。
But if you look at the meaning, or if you look at the Chinese translation, it actually is not Ichabod as the name.
所以你见到这个人的时候，你称呼他，他怎么称呼他呢？没荣耀嘛。
So if you just use the meaning, you can see, if you're going to greet this person along the way, you will say, hello, no glory.
所以今天早上遇到人的时候，早晨没荣耀。
So you say to someone, good morning, no glory.
我就说你好嘛，冇荣耀。
Say how are you? No glory.
今日啦，叫做父亲节啦。父亲节，恭喜你冇荣耀。
Today is Father's Day, so he say, "Oh, Happy Father's Day, no glory."
我哋发觉呢个名字实在一个好差劲嘅名字。
So this is such a poor choice.
当人哋嚟到见到佢嘅时候，令人想起乜嘢
？Because when individuals see this person, what comes to their mind?
令人想起他的身世实在值得我们同情。
What comes to mind is how they are, we should feel sorry for this individual.
他的家因为不尊重神的缘故以致来到招惹一个这么大的浩劫。
And because his family, for not honoring God, now has been given this eternal legacy. Tragedy.
更加沉痛的就是当人来到见到他来到去的见到这个人的时候就想到整个以色列民族他的悲哀。
And whenever someone sees this individual, automatically they see the tragedy that is the nation of Israel.
因为这个民族将无比的羞辱来到带给神。
Because this nation brought shame upon God.
但是这一切不是他的错。
But none of this, however, was his fault.
我们有哪个人比他更加的可怜更加的悲哀。
Who is in such a sorry state as he? Who else is in such tragedy as he?
圣经将这个人的出生记载下来。
The Bible does record the birth of this individual.
我们有没有一个的里面有一种的催促想知道这个人的一生跟着怎么样。
Do you have this yearning in your heart right now? You sort of interest maybe to say, well, what happened to this person?
这个很特别的人物在圣经出现究竟他以后怎么
样？ He's such a unique character to have appeared in the Bible in this way. What happened to him?
但是我们很稀奇。
But amazingly,
除了记载他的出生之外
except for the recording of his birth,
在圣经只有另外一个地方因为要来到记载他的哥哥就不得不再提起他的名字。
His name only appears one other time in the Bible, but that was actually in reference to his brother that his name was mentioned again.
给点功课你做你回去自己找在哪里。
So, maybe you can, I'm going to give that as a homework assignment to you. You need to find out where that other reference is.
我哋人或者好想知道呢一个咁悲苦嘅人佢嘅结局系点样。
For us, a human interest drives us to want to know what happened to this individual.
但系圣经却冇其他嘅记载。
But the Bible does not record anything else about him.
因为圣经唔系一本历史嘅书，唔系一本嘅传记。
Because the Bible is not just a book of history and it's certainly not a book of biographies.
圣经系让我哋认识神。是一本这样的书。
The Bible is a book wherein we're able to come to know God. That's the type of book that we have in the Bible.
以加伯一切的遭遇不是他的错。
None of the problems or issues that came with it was his fault.
他是因为他就能够显出神的作为。
But he was able to manifest the work of God.
就好像那个一生来黑眼的人一样。
Just like that individual who was blind from birth.
当门徒问耶稣，这个人生来瞎眼是哪个犯了罪？是这个人呢，或者他父母呢？
So when the disciples asked the Lord Jesus, whose fault is it that this man is blind? Is it his fault or is it his parents' fault?
但是耶稣回答这样来到回答。
The Lord replied and said,
不是这个人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪。
It's not because this individual has sinned, nor is it because his parents have sinned.
是要在他身上显出神的作为。
But it is to manifest the hand of God that he has been given, to be born blind.
所以当我们读到以加伯的时候。
So when we read about Ichabod,
当我们来到听到这个名字的时候。
When we hear this name,
我们就来到想到是一个无人理会神的世代。
We come to recognize there is a world today that does not have a good understanding of God.
他是有一个没有名字的妇人来到向神来到表同情。
But that there is, in the midst of it, there's one woman who is nameless, who sympathizes with God.
他的名字也都来到让人家想见得到认识得到这位神是真神。
His name is, should cause individuals to come to recognize that God is a real God.
虽然人来到去将羞辱来到带给他。
Even though shame has been brought to him.
让他的约柜来到被这个拜偶像的外邦的仇敌来到掳去。
That his own ark has now been captured by the enemy of Israel.
但是神能够去保守自己的荣耀。
But God is able to preserve his own glory.
假神不能够保护自己。
A false god, an idol, would never be able to protect his own glory.
更加不能够与我们这位的真神来相比。
And certainly would be incomparable to our God.
假神就好像泥造的偶像叫做泥菩萨。
Idol would just be something, like made of clay.
当他要来到过河的时候过江的时候他就自身难保。
And as it travels across the river, that it will just fall, break.
将泥做的东西将它放在水柱很快它就用它就散晒了。
Because anything made of clay, if you put it into water very naturally, then it will just break apart.
约柜虽然被非利士人掳去。
Even though the ark was captured by the Philistines.
这些非利士人就觉得他们自己的神很伟大。
The Philistines thought of their own God as being great.
就将这个约柜放在大滚的旁边。
And so, they brought the ark of God into the temple right before the statue of their idol God.
摆旁边的意思就是说他们要来到讲到就是你们以色列这位神要伏在我这个假神的权下。
But the purpose behind bringing the ark into that place was to declare,Look, Israel, you, your God, is submissive to our God.
但是第一天大滚就附倒在这个约柜的前面。
But the very first day passed, and the statue of their idol God fell with face down towards the ark.
非利士人都仲未醒觉。
Now, the Philistines didn't clue in.
然后呢他又将这个大滚来到附返正又摆返在这里。
So instead, they just,prop back the statue up to place it in its original place.
但第二日大滚的头和手都来到折断。
But the next day, they came back and found the head and also the arms of the idol was now broken.
而且他们发觉当约柜在任何一个地方的时候那个地方的人就受着好多嘅攻，好多嘅灾难。
Not only that, but they found that wherever the ark went, curse came to that place.
因为神嚟到攻击佢哋。
Because God was there, to, act against them.
最后敌人不得不嚟到用口礼将呢个约柜要送返去以色列人嘅当中。
And so, the Philistines could not stand it anymore until the very end, they urged, for thisark of God to be removed and be brought back to Israel.
但他们仍然有少少的心里面 有不甘心的地方。
But nevertheless, even though they insisted on to be removed, there is still a little bit of rebellion in their heart.
因为他们仍然不能够绝对可以肯定这个是真神。
Because they could not truly confess outright that this possibly would be the true God.
所以佢就用兩隻剛剛生咗小牛嘅母牛嚟到去拉一隻嘅拉一個車。
So they use two cows that had just given birth as the cows to hitch up the cart to and to move the ark.
然後將呢個小牛兩個小牛就關喺後邊。
And then the calves that were just born, they put them back into shut them back in their own stable.
喺一個咁嘅情況底下，按常理，一個要嚟到乳養小牛嘅母牛，一定向住佢自己嘅小牛嚟到走去。
So, in a natural occurrence and just a natural way of life, these two milch cows, their attention would be on the calves that they had just given birth to. So, if anything off, they're going to be moving. They'll be moving back towards home.
但係好奇怪嘅一件嘅事情。
But quite amazingly,
呢班腓利士人發覺呢兩頭嘅母牛竟然就係嚟到反方向嘅，向住以色列地嚟到走去。
The Philistines discovered that these two mother cows, essentially, instead of turning back, were able to move forward to move to the destination and tow the ark or have the ark in tow. It's not that somehow after their birth that they had depression, postpartum depression.
所以呢就忘記咗佢有小牛要嚟到乳養，所以呢就盲目咁樣嚟向前嚟到走。
And somehow that these cows had forgotten about nursing the calves that they had just given birth to, and then they just mindlessly just move forward.
聖經話佢哋一路行一路哀鳴。
But it says very clearly that as they walked, they were lowing in continuously. That means that they had such sorrow. They were expressing their sorrow from their heart. Because as they travel along this way, they could not nurse their calves that they had just given birth to.
所以你都透過一件事發生，而係一件悲劇發生喺以色列人當中。
So here was a tragic act that was played out before the Israelites.
但係神就讓人認識，佢係可以嚟到保護自己嘅榮耀。
But here God once again showed everyone that He is a God who is able to preserve His own glory.
唔單止係咁樣。
Not only this.
當我哋想起以加伯嘅時候，
But when we think about Ichabod,
我哋唔單止要睇到神係公義同埋嚴厲。
Not only do we see God as being a righteous and a upright God, because He cast this curse upon the family of Eli. Because Eli was not true to God.
神嚟到向佢嚟到宣告過，要將呢個大祭司嘅職份要從佢嘅家再一次嚟攞走。
Because God announced to Eli that God will take away the office of high priest from Eli's family.
但我哋發覺神冇即時咁樣做。
Now God did not actively do that.
聖經話俾我哋聽，直至到所羅門王嘅時候。
The Bible tells us that when we come to Solomon, King Solomon's time,
神来到隔除一个祭司叫做阿比亚他,
God lifted up a priest by the name of Abatha. Took away the office of high priest from Abatha.
这个行动圣经明明讲是要应验耶和华
And this was a means to, the Bible tells us that this was a means to bring to reality what God has promised back in Shiloh.
这件事是差不多100年之后才发生。
But this was it's been 100 years since God made that announcement and before God took away the office.
我们不知道为什么神要等100年才来到去做这件事。
We don't know why that God delayed enacting his promise or his word by 100 years.
也许因为当以利死嗰天，
Perhaps on the day of Eli's death,
有一个无名嘅妇人系佢嘅媳妇。
There was a nameless woman who was the daughter-in-law.
系以加伯嘅母亲。
Ichabod's mother.
佢晓得嚟到为神嚟到悲哀。
That she knew better, and she was the one to sympathize and to be for God.
因此，虽然神嘅公义同埋严厉嚟到去。 要来到行在以利的家的身上。So
even though God's righteousness and His uprightness needed to be established upon the family of Eli,
但这位神仍然是一位满有恩慈的神。
Nevertheless, God is a God who is a compassionate God.
另外一方面，我们看到荣耀离开了以色列。
From another perspective, we see that the glory has departed from Israel.
但是神的恩典没有离开过他的百姓。But
God's glory never left His people.
因为对以色列人，你向着以色列人。
So for the Israelites,
在这个黑暗的世代里面,
as they lived throughout this very, very dark circumstances,
神却是来到去在暗中来到兴起一个人叫做撒母耳来作他们的士师。
That God was able to raise up amidst the dark times an individual named Samuel to be his priest, to be his judge.
并且这个撒母耳一生的为着以色列人来祷告。
And Samuel offered a prayer on behalf of the Israelites all his life.
神的恩典更加让在他们当中能够可以立王。
And God's grace also permitted for them to establish a king.
而经过一段日子之后, 更加来到高立了一个合神心意的大卫来作他们的王。
And after a period of time, God was able to anoint David, who was pleasing in God's sight.
而且这个大卫就是来到将神的约柜寻回的那位。
And David is the one who eventually recover the ark of God.
所以虽然荣耀离开了神的百姓,
So even though the glory of God had departed,
神的恩典从来没有离开过他的百姓。
God's grace never departed from His people.
以加伯一生虽然空白,
So Ichabod, for his entire life, even though it's a blank sheet to us,
但是他的名字却是永远的记在这个圣经里面。
But Ichabod is now forever remembered within the pages of the Bible.
几千年以来，有不少的人都来到去读到。
Thousands of years have passed, and the myriad of people have read the pages in the Bible.
当人来到想起以加伯的时候，就来到知道以色列人曾经有这个咁惨痛的历史。
And when they come upon the name of Ichabod, they know of such a sad portion of Israel's history.
但是更加让人意识到，神是公义、系慈爱嘅兼备嘅神。
But even more so, the story of Ichabod tells the people of God's compassion and His righteousness.
因此以加伯是被神纪念的人。
And that's why Ichabod became an individual that is actually remembered by God.
好像他的妈妈一样，在人的中间，没什么历史。
Now, in man's eyes, neither Ichabod nor his mother had much of a legacy.
但是在神的里面，他却是有历史。
But there is to be found rich legacy in God's eyes.
他是被神看为宝贵。
Because they were treasured by God.
因此他的名字被留在这个圣经里面。
And that's why his name continues to remain in the Bible.
一个被神看为宝贵的人，比起人认为宝贵的，是更加的叫我们羡慕。
We should even be more envious of an individual whose name is treasured by God than an individual whose name is not treasured by God. And here God is able to use him to display, to manifest God himself.
一个这样的人更加来见证了神的一个法则。
And this individual became the very testimony to the work, the hand of God's work.
神话我们蒙召的按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。
In His Word, it tells us.
在哥林多前书第一章嗰处话俾我哋听吓。In
1 Corinthians, it tells us.
第一章嘅第26至到第28节。It
tells us from verse 26 to 28.
蒙召的按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的不多。
For consider your calling, brethren, that there are not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble.
神却是拣选世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧，亦都拣选了世上软弱的，叫那些强壮的来到羞愧。
But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong.
神也拣选世上卑贱、被人厌恶，以及那些无有的，为要废掉那些有的。
And the base things of the world and the despised, God has chosen the things that are not, that He might nullify the things that are.
如果好像以加伯那么无有、那么卑贱，都能够被神来到选上。
Even an individual as insignificant and as weak as Ichabod can be used by God.
为什么你不能够来到可以被神选上，来到为神，来到去成为神的见证？
Why couldn't you be chosen by God to be the testimony for God?
我们为什么还要去只看到自己的难处，看到自己的无有，在那处为自己来到悲哀？
Why are we pitying ourselves by looking at our unworthiness, by looking at our lack?
神用得着我们每一个。
God is able to use each and every one of us.
只要我们愿意将我们交到在主的手中。
As long as we're willing to offer ourselves into the hands of our Lord.
人看我们不起不要紧。
It doesn't matter if others despise us.
在地上我们没有历史不要紧。
It doesn't matter if we have no history ever recorded in the secular world today.
如果我们能够被主所用。
If we are able to be used by God, if we are remembered by God, then it is worth everything else. Let us pray.
主啊，真系愿你自己嘅话嚟到成为我哋嘅提醒同埋激励。Lord,
may your very words be a reminder for us and also to give us the impetus.
主啊，无论我系咩嘅人，
that no matter what type of individual we might be,
我们多么的卑贱或者无有,
no matter how despised or no matter how little we might be,
但主我们感谢你,
but we thank you,
主啊, 你仍然用得着我们,
that you are still able to use us.
主我们只有一个心愿,
so we only have one heart, Lord,
就是将我们这个人完完全全的放在祭坛上面,
and that is to offer ourselves fully and completely upon the altar,
以致主你能够用得着,
so that you, our Lord, might be able to make use of us in your building up, in your will.
Help us, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.